The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another Irish Racing Podcast. We've got seven races to cover for you this afternoon at the Curragh. The highlights, of course, coming in the shape of the 3:35, which is the Phoenix Stakes for the two-year-olds. And we've got an absolute belting contest for you there with the likes of Actress Beckford and Sioux Nation all locking horns in what should turn out to be a fascinating Group 1 event. We've also got Patton Race Company at 4:10 with the Group 3 Phoenix Sprint Stakes, which brings together a whole collection of older horses that we know quite intimately throughout the last few seasons. And we've got some decent maidens as well for the two-year-olds to kick off the card. Indeed, we'll start by looking at that first race, which is a maiden for the two-year-olds over 5 furlongs. And this provides surely a perfect opportunity for Brick by Brick to finally get his head in front. Up to now, how this horse hasn't managed to win a race is a bit of a mystery. He's been just very, very unlucky getting nabbed late on. A couple of starts ago by Golden Spell down in Belliestown when he looked all over the winner. And the same fate awaited him the other day when Emma D came and picked his pocket in the latter stages. But to be fair, Andrew Slattery does think a hell of a lot of that horse that beat him down in Nice last time out. So he's just been a bit unlucky to bump into one or two. He's got bright speed from the gate. He's sure to lead at least down to the Furlong Pond. It's just a question whether he's shaken this field off and whether the market suggests that there is one or two lurkers in this race. Of the others in behind him in the betting, I do think the top one here, Arne Schercher, will also go quite well for the David Marnane stable. He shaked quite encouragingly in that race that Brick by Brick was second in Nice on his debut, doing some good work at the finish. Now, there was a bit of a track bias here at the Curragh the other day, which suggested that the Stansard Rail was definitely the place to be. So stall 10 could actually be quite a good starting point for this horse. And he's a double-figure quoted horse this morning as well on Schercher. So he might be one for the each way against the obvious-looking favourite there, Brick by Brick.
Race 2.
To race two then, and this is a decent looking mile contest for the colts in a race which should be dominated by the front two in the betting, one would imagine. Both Mendelssohn and Swiss Cottage ran similar races first time out. No bronze charge of Mendelssohn ran behind Stabber Companion the Pentagon, and he kept on willingly enough in the latter stages without being unduly knocked about to suggest he could have a bright future when up to in trip. Indeed, he looks a middle distance horse just based on his action and the way he went about that his work that day 29 days ago. Albeit he didn't set the world alight, he's sure to improve quite significantly and be a major factor here. But he is up against Swiss Cottage, who ran a lovely race of the day, first time off the shelf for Joe Murphy stable. And I do like the winner, the horse of Mickey Halfords, who won that day for the Aga Khan. He quickened up really smartly to take that contest in quite a good time figure. And I thought Swiss Cottage's performance in staying on very strongly and eye-catching him from the back of the field to finish fifth was arguably the better effort of the two. But being he's trained by a more unfashionable yard, of course, that's why he's the bigger price today, given that Aidan O'Brien has cleaned up in this race the last 2 or 3 years. So it's it makes sense to perhaps look outside the box here and go with Swiss Cottage. He's around about 5-2 this morning, but I do think he'll improve quite significantly on that first run, and he certainly can give Mendelssohn plenty to think about there in race number two.
Race number three.
To the 3 o'clock, and this is a 7 furlong maiden, and it provides the ideal opportunity, you'd have to suggest, for Sizzling to finally get her head in front. She actually came over to the UK to run quite well 2 starts ago at Newmarket, albeit she didn't win. She certainly suggests she's got enough qualities to capture a race of this nature. She probably didn't handle the track the other day in the softest ground at the Galway, but albeit she didn't run too badly in defeat. With that experience behind her, and in what, to all intents and purposes, doesn't look a particularly strong race for the track, it would be a little bit of a shock to the system if Sizzling didn't manage to win here this afternoon. Obviously, you've got to take on board, there are one or two potentially useful unraced horses in this race against her. But her overall numbers and her form certainly suggest that she should have a little bit in hand. And, of course, Aidan O'Brien took this race last year with a similar type in the shape of Hydrangea.
Race 4.
Right then, on to the big race of the day, the 3:35, the Keeneham Phoenix Park Stakes, which comes up at 3:35. It's a Group 1 event over 6 furlongs, and we have got a mouth-watering affair, if ever I saw one. Beckford has been hugely impressive on his 2 victories so far today, both of them coming over the course and distance, so he's definitely got that box ticked. First time out, he beat a stellar field, which all subsequently come out and perform well next time out. And he went back to the track a month later, and he proved his worth in no uncertain terms by winning the Group 2 Railway Stakes in really decisive fashion. In a race that was run at a solid tempo throughout, this horse picked up quite nicely in the latter stages to win, I thought, with a little bit in hand, thus proving that he's one of the best 2-year-old colts we've seen so far over the Irish Sea. The right horses were in behind, the likes of Murillo and De Bruyne, a horse who had run well in the Coventry, and even Commander Grigio was well fancied from the Fozzy Stack Stable, was well beaten. I've no doubt that this horse potentially is the best in this particular lineup, and he certainly deserves to be favourite. But one or two horses that could certainly give him plenty to think about here, obviously Sioux Nation represents the Aidan O'Brien stable, who won the Norfolk Stakes at the Royal Meeting. He's going to be dangerous if he stays the extra furlong. But the one I quite like here is Actress, representing a stable that has won this race no fewer than 15 times, including, of course, Caravaggio last season. And she just looks to be improving quite steadily throughout her career so far to date. I thought she was a really creditable 6 in the Albany, a race which, of course, has worked out incredibly well. And albeit she got beat next time out at Tipperary, when she was upped in trip here last time out, she proved or ran out a very decisive winner over a decent field in a very, very fast speed figure when last seen 29 days ago. So clearly this track plays into her strengths. And they're likely to go a good gallop as well, courtesy of Frozen Angel. You'd imagine taking them along up the standside rail at a decent pace. It's just whether Shami Heffing can get Actress into a decent challenging position from stall number 2. I'd just be a little bit anxious, given how the track rode the other day on Monday, that there is a bit of a standside bias. And if she gets marooned down the middle of the course in stall 2, it could make life difficult. But hopefully Shami will get her into a reasonable position with only 8 runners. And she can make her qualities at the track count in the latter stages.
Race 5.
On to the 4:10 then, the At the Races Phoenix Stakes, which comes up at 4:10. This is a Group 3 contest over at 6 furlongs, and we've got a whole host of informed runners here that on their day could easily capture a race of this nature. The likes of Kimberella, Washington DC, or even old Gordon Lord Byron could easily roll back the years in what looks a competitive affair. But I'm prepared to take a little bit of a punt on Son of Rest lurking down the bottom here for Fozzy Stack. Now, this obviously represents a bit of a step up in class, having won a handicap here the last day off top weight, beating the likes of Patuano and Idyllic Acrylic. But he's always struck me, this Son of Rest, as being a horse who's potentially capable of mixing it in group company, and he certainly gets his chance to do so today. He's drawn really well, actually, given that I think the track will ride quite favourably to those housed up the standside rail. And he certainly looks as though he's got plenty of quality. It just depends on, of course, how quick the ground is here today at the Curragh, because all of his best performances so far to date have come on just the easy side of good. So hopefully today the conditions will be ideal. He's certainly got a good draw, and I expect Son of Rest to outrun his odds there in the 4:10.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:40 then, which is an apprentice handicap over 5 furlongs. And the one I quite like here is Mickey O'Callaghan's Aggression, who comes here off the back of 2 very solid place performances in recent times, most notably that run the other day at Navan when he finished 2nd in a wild finish behind the informed Polly Douglas. Backing behind him that day were the likes of Ducky Mallon and Ice Cold in Alex. And of course, if you know your Irish form particularly well, you'll know that those two individuals have both gone on to frank the form with victories next time out. So that form looks absolutely rock solid. His pilot today gets on really well with him, and he's got a decent draw as well, drawn 7 of 9. And with a bit of track form as well, also to throw into the mix, I'd expect Aggression to go very well there in the 4:40, making probably one of the best bets on the card.
And the final race.
On On to the final race then, the 5.10, which is a mile handicap for the 3-year-olds and upwards. And Vinci is one of the most intriguing runners here, having won in quite decisive fashion at Dundalk the last time we saw him 150 days ago. But whether he's sharp enough to do himself justice after that little break and give Mickey Halford back-to-back victories in this race, of course, he won it last year with Castle Guest. He's very much open to debate. So with that in mind, I'm probably just going to look elsewhere for a little bit of sneaky value and go for a Kid in Tonner from the Jim Bulger stable. Now, this horse was a really impressive winner 3 starts ago when recording a fast time. And even though she's got beaten on her next 2 starts, her last run down in Killarney was a very good one. The speed figures when she finished 4th in a bit of quite a competitive race behind Drumfad Bay. All the right horses were involved in that race, the likes of Askin, etc. So I've got a sneaky feeling that this horse, now back in handicap company, can certainly take a full advantage of a class drop. Round about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, I make Kid in Tonner quite a decent each way bet there in the 5.10. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow on Monday, August the 14th, when we're going to be taking a look at the jump card at Ballinrobe beginning at 5.50. Until then, it's goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.